This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Lockset Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, and Walsh Valuation. Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday. There's going to be stuff overlaid on this.
I'm going to have a point score right here.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Like, not
much.
Not up here.
Yeah. Where's
not here?
It's going to be about here.
About here?
And about here.
All right. All right. Can I get an explosion there? An explosion there?
Maybe.
Can I get a mind boom every time I show my answer?
No.
Damn.
All right. That's all a right. lot of editing.
We want more work for Connor, so we need more explosions.
All right. Here we go.
Every time I turn my board. Kaboom.
Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Wednesday. I'm Connor Walsh, as always, coming to you from the MHA studios, and we got a great episode for you guys today. We're trying a new segment out called Walsh Whiteboards. It's going to be a trivia game. Yes, Walsh Whiteboards. We like alliteration here.
Yeah.
And
sure.
With us, we have the two guests that have shown up the most since the revival of Walsh Wednesday.
Wow.
With us, we have Harrison Mark, Trevor Souza. Guys, how are you?
Good, Connor. Thanks for having us on. Just have to say, I'm so honored that we are the winners of Walsh Wednesday.
Thank we are
so
the winners.
I didn't say you're the winners. I said you've been on it.
I'm
most.
Excited to see what our prize is. I always money.
Dinner tonight.
Money would be great.
Yeah, money would be nice, but anyway.
We're getting there.
All right, we're getting there. We'll play this game.
Watch the videos. He needs more money.
Right now, we're going to be doing Walsh Whiteboards. It's going to be a trivia game, and we're going to be going into categories: sports, music, TV, and philanthropy. Now, So they are general knowledge questions that people could just know it right off the top of their head, maybe. But they are connected to Walsh Wednesday because they were mentioned at some point across the last 50, 60 episodes. Actually, probably even longer than that. It helps if you actually watched any of the episodes.
Oh, I've watched every episode, Connor, Michael, John Walsh.
I'm sure you have, Harrison.
CMJW.
All of them. Every single one. Definitely didn't study before I got here.
Yeah, I've never studied.
So essentially what's going to be going on with this, Harrison and Trevor, they have whiteboards. They're going to be writing down the answer. They're going to have multiple choice for a majority of the questions.
Thank God.
Yep. There's going to be 5 questions in each category, and they're just going to get a tally point for each one. We're going to have a surprise at the very end, so who's winning at the very, very end may not be the overall winner. So we shall see.
Oh, I love it. I love last goal wins.
So we shall
I love a last goal wins. Doesn't matter how everything goes. It only matters about the last question.
Almost, actually. Almost.
Last goal wins.
Yep, last goal wins.
Unless I really suck at this quiz and I get zero correct and the last is 10 points and I'm down by 12.
Watch me just flip the table when I'm winning and then he gets the last question.
That would be hilarious.
All right.
I'm excited to see where this goes and we'll see how many cuts I'm going to have.
Now, is it not going to be any fun at all? He just jinxed it.
I would have used the word idiotic. But that's okay.
Idiotic's a good word.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So, guys, might as well get into the first category.
Yes.
So,
hit me.
First category is going
hit
to be.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Can we sing that or is that like.
Oh, we might get copyrighted.
I think
we can get with one line. Okay.
Demonetized.
Hit me, baby. I know we sang it so perfectly and it wouldn't be. We'll do it again just for your sake.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Next time, get us on a song.
Yeah.
All right. So, the first category we have is sports. So, this is general knowledge sports questions. And if you've watched.
This is my category.
If you've watched Walsh Wednesday, this will help you out even more. This one's an easy question for you guys.
No, I'm already
or at least
ready.
I hope so.
I know what this is already.
I better not be wearing the answer.
World-famous cool guy and father to Connor Walsh, Terry Walsh, has been a referee in what sport?
I don't even need multiple choice.
I don't even need multiple choice.
For the people watching, I'll give it to them. Is it A, basketball, B, soccer, or C, lacrosse?
All right.
So, easy. Show your whiteboards, guys.
I don't know what letter it was, but it was definitely basketball.
Yeah, it was basketball.
Basketball.
Hey.
Basketball, that is
coach.
Correct.
You should have put something like water polo.
Can I get more of a point because I actually put the letter?
No.
What do you mean? I knew the answer. We knew the answer before it even came up.
He
said absolute legend, and I already knew. Mr. Walsh.
Yeah, Terry Walsh.
Terry Walsh.
Terrence.
You have fans.
He was on the show.
He's been on. Exactly.
Absolute legend.
Roll the clip.
My dad, Terry Walsh.
More editing.
Anytime you make a reference, I'm just going to do that.
I hope it's just a video of him just being like.
It's going to be like a split second. I'm not even going to even do that much. It's going to be like Brad Pitt level in Fight Club before he shows up.
Yeah.
Where it's like just a single frame.
When like Brad Pitt and Deadpool.
Brad
Pitt and Deadpool. When he gets shocked as Invisible Man and he's only seen for like a second.
See, that is Brad Pitt and Deadpool, that's for sure. All right. Second question. The Officials vs. Cancer basketball tournament, which raises money for the American Cancer Society, is held at what Hudson Valley College?
Okay.
A, Marist University. B, West Point Military Academy, or C, Dutchess Community College.
That's crazy. What was it, the event?
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, there's a long question.
There's a lot of words thrown at me.
Officials versus Cancer Basketball Tournament.
Okay. Officials versus Cancer Basketball Tournament.
Officials. It's held at, is that at Marist, what Hudson Valley
DCC,
College?
Or at West Point?
Yep. Marist, West
now,
Point, DCC.
I'm in between two.
Yeah, I'm in between two. All right, I'm taking a guess.
A jab in the dark.
A jab in the dark.
We're going to take this jab in the dark. I hope it's here because I think this place is bigger.
All right, let's see what you guys have. You guys have your answers?
I put A. It's a bigger arena.
This is
On campus.
I feel like it would be West Point.
Is that in the Hudson Valley?
It is.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's like
deep. That's deep.
No.
It's still like 45-minute drive.
Cold Spring, isn't it? Or maybe not.
No, other side of the river. Unfortunately, Marist is incorrect.
Damn. Is it DCC? Oh, that was the other one.
Funny enough, before Officials versus Cancer was a thing, there was a prior basketball tournament that raised money for the American Cancer Society
at Marist.
Marist.
Oh, cool.
So, see, like, I just thought.
Kind of a trick question.
Yeah. I thought,
and
like.
It was brought up on Walsh Wednesday, too.
So. Roll the clip.
Officials versus Cancer.
I hate you. I just thought bigger stadium, like more people.
Yeah, that's what I thought, like, too. Next question. In 1998, Yankee center fielder Bernie Williams nearly left the Yankees to join this MLB rival.
Oof.
Good thing he didn't, because he went on to win two more World Series.
Shout out Bernie.
I'm Bernie.
Was it the New York Mets, the Boston Red Sox, or the LA Dodgers? Trevor, I just love your face. It's going to be the thumbnail.
I wrote that so quick that if I'm wrong, I'm going to be...
I like shooting in the dark.
All right. Show your answers, guys.
I'll put B.
C?
He says Red Sox. He says Dodgers. Yeah. It is Red Sox.
Yeah! I love shooting in the dark.
I wrote that so quick that if I'm wrong, I'm going to be...
All right. This
I feel like I've heard that. I might have watched the short, I think.
You might have.
That you put out. That's why I got that.
Harrison, you want to say it?
What?
Roll the clip.
Red Sox were among the few, a handful of teams that were really, really interested in having my services.
All right. But this brings us to our first bonus question.
Oh.
So you guys don't get any multiple choice for this.
Okay.
Just need to know. Bonus question, how many World Series did Bernie Williams win altogether?
Wow.
Oh, God.
So remember I said, he did.
Yeah, he did. So you said more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which means he had one already.
Ooh.
That's how math works.
That is how math works. All right. Okay. I see you, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
Connor Walsh.
Now, like, let's see.
And
I'm not an MLB guy.
Yeah, I'm not an MLB guy at all.
I'm not. Now, the Yankees have what, 27, 28, something like that? They have
27. Ew, that's a good question.
They have a lot.
I don't even know that.
Yeah.
They have a lot.
It's one of the highest records.
I'm technically a Boston. I'm helping him.
Are you able to tell us how many years he played for the Yankees?
Or is that a good question.
Can you not give us hints?
I don't know exactly, but he was there mid-90s till, I believe, 2007.
Okay. All right. No, that actually helps because they won a shit ton early.
I want to say this information I don't have off the top of my head. I want to say he joined around 95.
Why am I doing that? I keep putting it in the top left.
I'm pretty sure he left 2007.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You know what?
I'm just going to take a shot in the dark.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a shot in the dark.
Okay.
I'm going to circle it. I'm going to circle this number so you know what it's
what
about.
Number it is.
You know what number it is.
All right, guys. Are you guys going to show it off? 3, 2, 1. Show it. He says 5. Says 7. You guys are giving him a lot of credit. Bernie's going to give you
it's
a lot of love. It's 4.
It's going to put 4.
It's 4.
I don't know baseball. I don't know sports.
I know sports, but I just don't know baseball.
Roll the clip, I guess. I don't know if there's a clip.
I was at the pinnacle of my career in my professional life, you know, coming off the results of 98, 99, 2000.
There should be a clip for everything.
Yeah. All right.
It's just going to be a clip of him hitting home runs.
It's just going to be a clip to earlier in this episode.
To him saying,
roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so 2 more in sports.
Okay.
So this one's actually kind of a mix of music and sports.
Wow.
I like that.
Grammy-nominated platinum-selling band, Five for Fighting, gets its name from a penalty from what professional sport? Is it A, hockey, B, boxing, or C, rugby? One of you should hopefully get this question.
I mean, it's a good thing. I'll wait till we show it. But
ready to show it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
3, 2, 1. Show it.
Basketball.
I was going to say, it's a good thing that I knew the answer because you would have given it away by saying that.
That's fair.
Well, yeah.
I know what he plays.
Yeah, but I also know you're a hockey fan.
Oh, yeah, I knew. Yeah.
Oh, what do you like, Rangers?
Yeah, Rangers. I come from a Rangers household.
They suck at home right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so it's 3-2. All right.
I'm winning.
I'm coming back.
I'm winning.
3-2. And the last one in the sports category.
Ooh, all right.
In what?
For all the marbles.
You still have several more categories.
Oh,
I like marbles.
It's for some of the marbles.
I don't think I've ever played marbles.
I don't know how to play marbles.
I don't know. Don't you just shoot them at each other?
I think.
Well, like a circle, and you shoot him out of the circle.
Yeah, you have to hit it out of the circle. It's kind of like sumo wrestling.
The idea is to get your opponent out of the circle.
Oh, so like you flick your marbles at each other?
Kind of,
yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yep. All right. Except there's like more than two marbles.
Yeah, you're
slapping your balls together.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right, cut. All right. In what New York City? Sorry, in what upstate New York City?
Upstate.
Were the 2024? The no. In what upstate New York City were the 2024 and 2025 Special Olympic Games held?
Ooh.
Rochester, Ithaca, or Cooperstown?
I feel like I know this somewhere in the recess of my mind. What are the choices? Rochester, Ithaca.
Rochester, Ithaca, or Cooperstown?
Mm.
I never explained why I'm wearing this outfit. On this episode.
Nope, you don't need to explain.
You don't have to explain anything.
What do you mean outfit? You wear that every day.
I wear this every day.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah, honestly, I doubt anyone watching was questioning.
Yeah, no one was definitely questioning it. They were just like, oh, that's just Connor.
It's just Connor, yeah.
You got
to
tell
He's a great salmon picture.
Well, you got to tell the people who are listening what you're wearing.
Oh, that's fair. Like, oh, that's true.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm wearing a very pink button-down shirt and a white flat cap. I'm essentially trying to look like Ty Webb from Caddyshack. We were doing golf commercials. You'll see it on the MHA page.
It's great.
Yeah, it's pretty
great. Did a phenomenal job.
We did great. Great job, guys. I appreciate y'all.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Reveal your answers. 3, 2, 1.
I definitely spelled it wrong, but I put Rochester.
I put Rochester.
You guys both said Rochester. Unfortunately, you both are incorrect.
Yeah.
It is
Ithaca. I heard Rochester. I was like, yeah, it's that. And then I heard Ithaca. I was like, oh, it could be that. And then you said the last one. We knew it wasn't that.
Shout out Ithaca.
All right. So that is the end of the sports category. Right now, Trevor is up 3-2.
All right. No, it's pretty close.
All right. So now we're getting into the music category. So again, general knowledge questions, but if you've watched Walsh Wednesday, that would certainly help.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, platinum-selling pop duo 303 collaborated with this pop princess on their 2008 hit, Starstruck. Was it A, Katy Perry, B, Kesha, or C, Britney Spears?
I feel like you've told me this in just normal conversation once.
Probably have.
Can we swear?
Sure.
Yes. Deep breath.
I'm afraid to know what you'll do. You already have
one. I already have one.
I saw what you did.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, no. What are
Thank
you
for Is doing it right? That. Yes, Reveal your answers. What do we have?
It's Britney, bitch.
It's Britney, bitch.
I put Kesha with the dollar sign.
It would have been even better if he was correct.
Aww.
You're not correct.
Oh,
it is Katy Perry.
She has a song named Star.
Kesha also collaborated with 303, but that was my first kiss.
I just never heard of Starstruck.
Yeah. Starstruck. So, nothing for that.
Good,
but there you go.
Good question.
Yep.
Good trivia. Good trivia.
I don't know if that's the easiest one.
Oh, God, I hope not.
If you guys know me, hopefully this will help you guys out.
I'm already going to write an answer.
All right. So, following the 9/11 terror attacks, this comic book inspired song by Five for Fighting became an anthem for New York City first responders. Was it A, Waiting for Superman, B, Superman, It's Not Easy, or C, Kryptonite?
Oh, no.
I know this one.
I know it. Well,
they are all
They're
real
all
Superman
real songs. I know. That's the issue. I don't know. I know. Okay. Okay, you already heard your answer, so give me a second here. Kryptonite is Three Doors Down.
So, again, this is a song by Five for Fighting that became an anthem for the New York City first responders for September 11th.
And what's A and B? Because I don't think it's
A is Waiting for Superman.
Okay.
B is Superman, It's Not Easy. And C is Kryptonite.
I've heard.
You wrote that down pretty quickly. You might tie on this one.
Oh, I know this one.
You know this one?
I know this one.
All right.
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
You ready?
Yeah.
Reveal your answers.
I put B.
Superman, It's Not Easy. Oh,
yep.
He got it.
He
did
get it. All right.
I've heard of I know Kryptonite. Who's Kryptonite? Is that
Kryptonite is Three Doors
Down. Three
Doors
Down, okay.
Waiting for Superman is Daughtry.
Daughtry.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
see,
okay, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. See, I didn't know Daughtry. Like, I know Daughtry, but I didn't know he sung that.
Yep.
So I had to be in between both of those.
There you go. Good stuff. All right, next
still
one.
Still in the lead.
Yep,
you're good trivia.
Here we go. Though this famous Goo Goo Dolls song was released after Hurricane Katrina to help out with the relief effort, it was originally written as a Christmas song. Was it Let Love In, Better Days, or Iris?
This is crazy. I only know one Goo Goo Dolls song.
I will tell you this. They are all three of them.
All
are
Goo
Goo Dolls
songs. I know Iris is.
Yeah. That's
I've heard that's the one I know.
Yeah. So yeah,
I don't see how that could be a Christmas song.
But at the same time, it also was like, it's also their biggest song.
yeah, I feel like that's not it. So what are the other two?
Yep. So again, the options are, it was, you know, released for Hurricane Katrina, but it was originally written as a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let Love In, Better Days, or Iris.
Ooh.
Okay. He's gonna sing it too well. I'm gonna be honest. If it's not this, I'm gonna question why they wrote it.
Yeah. There's one that sounds like it would fit for this. So I'm gonna go.
Well, I mean, like,
I'm just going off titles.
Right, you wrote it already?
I'm going off context clues.
If they wrote the second one for that, I don't know. That just seems a little weird.
You know that
better what, days?
Yeah, because I wrote, you're like you're thinking ahead of better days.
Yeah, but that's you're like, oh, your life sucks right now. It's
yeah,
saying.
But they're like, you just gotta look ahead to the better days.
Yeah, but your life sucks right now. It used to be a Christmas song.
Harrison got it.
No
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Damn, they just said your life sucks right now.
So the opening lines of the song: "You asked me what I want this year, and I'm going to make it kind and clear. Ask for better days, because I don't need boxes wrapped in strings or designer love or empty things.
Nice.
Just a chance."
That's a deep song.
I'm sure I can.
Right. You're allowed to say the lyrics. You can't sing.
Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
You know, Better Days was originally written as a Christmas song.
Yeah. We're going to get him copyrighted. Yeah. Play the whole song.
Play the whole song.
The whole 2 minutes. He needs the whole song.
Music video.
And you got to watch the whole song because he needs retention.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, please. Please give him retention.
Give me the retention if we haven't scared you guys off already.
Yeah, I honestly don't even know what that means. It's just, I know it's people watching it for that long.
To retain people.
Well, I know, but isn't it just like the retention of them staying in and watching the whole video?
Yeah.
Does that make you any money?
Yeah.
I thought if they just clicked it to
money.
View.
I do want money.
I don't blame him.
Hey,
I want money.
The more money I get, the more money these guys will get.
Yeah, we're like Mr. Beast friends, and he's like Mr. Beast.
Yeah. So he's got to give us a lot of money.
He's going to give us a lot of money.
Especially at the moment. You really don't want to be paired.
Yeah, you don't want to be Mr. Beast. Water. You don't want to be Mr. Beast friends, even.
No. There's a lot of stuff going on.
Never mind.
We're not them, man.
We're different guys.
We do not have anything to do with Lunchly at all.
And next question. This Broadway musical. This Broadway musical loosely based
maybe.
Oh my God. This Broadway musical loosely based on books written by Frank Baum and Gregory Maguire has inspired a recent theatrical sensation that has forever changed cinemas for good.
They're giving the theater kidneys.
This is so easy, Connor.
Is it A, Wicked, B, Beetlejuice, or C, West Side Story?
Connor, I love the way you asked this question. It was very clever.
Thank you.
That's all I'll say.
Can you say the question again?
Absolutely. This Broadway musical loosely based on books written by Frank Baum and Gregory Maguire has inspired a recent theatrical sensation that has forever changed cinemas for good.
Okay. I feel like if I didn't get this,
I think I'm ready.
People would be mad at me.
I'm not the theater kid, but I think it's A, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's
Wicked?
Yeah, it's Wicked. Change for Good is like one of the big songs.
Okay. I haven't seen any of them.
Bonus question time!
Oh, no.
Can't believe that was just like a fanfic that basically turned into a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a fanfic of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
And it's just now one of the biggest musicals slash...
I think also like 50 Shades of Grey was originally a Twilight fanfic.
It was.
Oh, really? Yeah, I didn't know that. Dang. Yeah. Okay.
No, it's fanfic wild. Page.
Hey, sometimes ideas come from other ideas.
They really do. We're all inspired from something.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, so bonus question.
Bonus round!
Bonus round.
How long has Wicked been on Broadway?
Well, another Wicked question.
Yep. Well, the bonus question is always...
All right, this one might be a little... Something.
This one I could do math. Or I could be funny.
So again, you don't get any.
I know.
To be
we don't have help.
So I'll be nice on this. Whoever's closest, I'll give it to.
All right. It's been on for a while.
Let me think. So this is how long it's been on Broadway?
Yes.
Okay.
How long it's been on Broadway?
I think it's been running.
I'm thinking in my head.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Like Wizard of Oz was like 1930s, 40s, right? So Wicked had to come out after that. So let's say it was in like.
Wait, what year are we in?
2026.
God, it's already 2026.
I'm going to say...
Is that crazy to say that many years?
Can we... if we're in, like, the ballpark...
As I said, the closest.
Whoever the closest, yeah. Closest. Are we playing Price is Right rules? Can I go over?
Yeah, Price is Right rules.
You can go over.
Okay, I was going to say... It's well, no, I was going to say Price is Right. If I'm over a dollar, it doesn't count.
No, right. But whoever's closest.
I got
okay,
my over or under.
This
can we get
be,
two
wait.
Points if we guess the year exactly?
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh!
You guess right, it exactly, yeah. That's 2 points.
Yeah,
sure.
Let me,
right,
cool. I definitely have zero shot at this, but...
All right.
Let me give me a second here.
I'm curious what you're counting. The inner mechanisms of your brain are quite an enigma.
There's just a squirrel on a little
on a
wheel just running around.
Milk
he stopped. He's
over.
On his brake right now. It's not moving.
Yep.
All right, I got a guess.
Yep. All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
All right, reveal your answers.
I put 55 years.
Why'd you put 69?
I put 20 years.
Harrison is closer.
Damn.
It's been 22 years.
Really?
From 2004, huh? I thought it was 2006.
We're about to get into...
Dang.
It was 2003. Late
I thought it was going to be like late 80s.
All right, give me the point.
Absolutely.
Give me the point.
Like 80s.
So actually, Wicked, the
80s,
book,
90s.
Didn't come out until the 90s, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
yeah.
I was thinking in my head, like, what? 19, what? When was... When
so
was,
the original
was, Wizard of Oz was early,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 19...
I think it was 39.
30s, right?
Yeah,
that's why I said 30 out loud.
Yeah.
And I was like trying to do it. I was like, let's say it's 10 years after that. And then it got big because...
Yeah.
But
I
mean, no,
it took the lead.
I appreciate that. As somebody
I had
who's not a theater
but
person.
I had no clue.
As somebody who's not a theater person, that's a good deduction skills.
I got to use something.
All right. Here we go. It's a shame that nobody from St. Rose besides me is here for this next question.
Strews.
All right. Jay Sean is the first South Asian artist to have a number one hit on the Billboard charts in the U.S. for his 2009 pop anthem featuring Lil Wayne. What is the name of the song? Is it Let It Rock, Do You Remember, or Down? I'll say the question again. Jay Sean is the first South Asian artist to have a number one hit on the Billboard charts in the U.S. for his 2009 pop anthem featuring Lil Wayne. What is the name of that song? Is it A, Let It Rock, B, Do You Remember, or C, Down?
Are these all real songs?
They are all real songs.
I've heard of...
I'm just making a guess.
I will tell you this. Yes, two of them are Lil Wayne songs, and two of them are Jay Sean songs.
Oh, clever. All right.
How does that... Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. I was going to say, like, one of features. Them is both of them. And yeah. Then, yeah. All right, I think I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, reveal your answers.
Put A.
I put C.
He put A. He put C.
Is it B?
It's Harrison.
Oh, I got it?
Harrison,
yeah.
You got it.
Wow, coming that was
back
completely...
in the music category. It's Baby, Are You Down, Down, Down.
That's him?
Yeah.
I knew that. Okay, I knew the song. Yeah. I didn't think that was him.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I thought that was like a Chris Rock. Like,
no, that was Jay Sean.
Obviously, Chris
and Do
Brown,
You Remember like was the other Jay Sean song. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So okay,
I knew that was.
Yeah.
I knew Lil Wayne wasn't on there.
I forget.
And I knew Lil Wayne was on Let It Rock.
I forget who the main artist is on Let It Rock, but yeah, Lil Wayne has the
verse. I know.
Yep.
I was like, pop artist? That's a pop artist. So.
Yep, exactly. So that is the end of the music category. Score check. We have Trevor with 5, Harrison taking the lead with 7 now.
Damn, all right.
Anything can happen. We still have MTV and philanthropy ahead.
MTV?
MTV.
Oh, MTV would be kind of sick.
Yeah.
Well, actually,
Pimp Your Ride!
There might be an MTV question, though.
Oh, yeah?
All right.
Are we going to put, like, smoothies in my car?
Oh, my God. All right, here we go.
All right,
TV.
I'm ready.
Actor David Wilson portrayed this comic book character in a musical comedy ABC special 3 years before Richard Donner's 1978 comic book classic that forever shaped the genre. Was it A, Batman, B, The Hulk, or C, Superman?
So he's in a musical version of one of these?
Yes.
So it's like a singing Batman or a singing Hulk?
Or a singing Superman.
I would love to see a singing Hulk. That's all it is.
That would be great.
That
Hulk
would be
smash.
Phenomenal.
Hulk smash. Hulk smash. I hope it's that one, but I don't think it is.
No, I think it's that one.
I'm putting it. I can't put that now.
I'm putting it.
All right, so the other one.
I want it to be real,
I want it to be real, too, but I...
Let me think of a singing one, right?
Hulk.
Wait, what year is this? This would have been 3 years before 1978, so 1975.
I feel like if you're singing, you got to be like. I feel like Batman can't sing because he doesn't have a cheery disposition. So I'm gonna say Superman's pretty cheery.
Obviously, you never watched the Justice League animated series. Then
is that the one with Mark Hamill?
Mark Hamill is the Joker. Yes, there's a classic.
I've seen clips, but I haven't seen the show.
There's a classic scene from the animated series where Kevin Conroy as Batman sings in a jazz club.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's phenomenal.
All right. I don't think it's Batman because Batman's earlier than 1975.
Yeah.
Same thing with Superman.
So he's saying B.
Wait, this is the debut of this character?
No, this isn't the debut.
All right, I'm going to say
But this is their disposition on
Richard Donner's 1978 comic book classic that forever changed the genre.
Oh, it changed the genre. I'm still going to say Superman.
So you're saying B. You want it to be the Hulk. Harrison's saying Superman.
I do want it to be the Hulk, but I don't think it's the Hulk. If it is the Hulk, I'm going to watch that like right after this.
We should watch it.
It's Superman.
Damn, I was going to say.
Oh, it is Superman.
It is Superman.
That makes sense.
He seems like the most likely guy to be singing.
The musical is it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman.
Oh.
That's where that comes from?
It's a bird, it's a plane.
How did it define the genre?
No, the Richard Donner's movie refined the genre.
I guess it was an early Hulk
because
movie. I should have noticed that.
Because the 1978 Richard Donner film I'm referring to is Christopher Reeve's debut.
Wow. Do you know if there's any Hulk musicals out there?
Not that I'm aware of.
We should look that up. Someone please put that in there.
If you know of a Hulk, yeah, we want the Hulk singing. We want to bring that to Broadway.
Even if it's some guy.
Just muted, did you?
Oh, no.
I hope not.
Am I muted?
I'm talking to yours.
We want a
Hulk musical.
Talking to yours.
Yeah, Hulk.
There you go. Yeah, Hulk musical would be great.
All right.
Imagine just a guy green, just spray painted, thrown green on him.
Yeah.
No suit, and he's just singing his heart out.
That's
he's not even like a muscular.
No,
guy.
He's just a fat
like
dude. He's just some fat dude.
I'm the Hulk, and I'm angry.
See,
all the time.
He's a Hulk villain.
I choose
Abomination.
Abomination.
It's the Abomination.
That sounds right, like
a... Ross. Yep.
All right, continue. I'm sorry.
It's all good. Next question.
Too long.
No, it'll be fun.
It's gonna be a 2-hour episode.
Yeah.
Pianist, singer-songwriter Ethan Bortnick joined the ranks of Mr. Rogers, LeVar Burton, and Bob Ross when he hosted the TV show Celebration of Music for this TV channel. Is it A, PBS, B, Nick Jr., or C, Disney Channel? Do you have something already?
I hit the mic.
Oh. Oh, wait, I forgot we're not showing
PBS. I was going to put the same thing. The first thing that came to my mind was PBS.
Yeah, I'm going to say PBS.
PBS is correct.
Yeah, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was like, that's the only one that came to my mind when he said Bob Ross.
Yep.
He said Bob Ross.
As long as you watched any of those,
right.
Like you knew they were
PBS. It was a happy accident.
Yep. There you go. Very good. All right. The ESPN Plus documentary series, Banana Land, chronicles the meteoric rise of this exhibition baseball team known for their unique entertainment-focused style of play. Is it the Atlanta Bananas, the Savannah Bananas, or the Havana Bananas?
You're a silly goose, you know that?
Am I?
Yep.
Havana.
Complimentary.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. All right. Reveal your boards.
Savannah.
Savannah.
Yep. And you both are correct.
That is like the coolest league, I'm going to be honest.
It is so cool.
Like the fact that it's like a real league now and it's like real games. No, but like not just stadiums, but like, because like, the Harlem Globetrotters are stadiums, but it's like all fixed. You know what I mean? Like, that's not fixed. Like, they're like playing baseball, but they're also doing all the fun things. Okay. That's really cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
really cool.
Like, at least Harlem Globetrotters, like, they're just, it's just like, you know what's kind of going to happen. Like, the Globetrotters are going to win the whole time.
Yeah.
That's why it's like my favorite thing with the How I Met Your Mother is when they go root for the Richmond Generals. Like, they go and they're like, come on, ref, that's illegal. You can't just freaking throw the ball on his head. Like,
it's true. I love like, that part like, of How I Met Your Mother.
I feel like I would go do that. Like, I would root for the Richmond Generals if I went
to that guy as well.
That'd be so funny. We should make
it.
We should do a vlog. Yeah. We should do a video with that. Yes. That'd be a great video.
Follow up to this. Yeah. Follow up to this.
Roll the clip.
From the future. It hasn't happened yet.
From the future.
He's going to go back and edit it in. We're going to do it like 7 years later and he'll come back and edit it in.
It's like, guys, we actually did it.
We actually did it. We fulfilled the dream.
All right. Here we go. Next question.
I'm ready.
This actor passed away from an... I can't speak today.
English, please.
English, please. This actor passed away from an aortic dissection while filming the show 8 Simple Rules. His wife, Amy Asbeck, later founded a charity foundation in his honor. Is it A, Jason Ritter, B, John Ritter, or C, Tex Ritter? All real people, by the way.
I know. We're gonna go with the one that I thought it was, and then I'm going to switch it.
Oh,
sorry, okay. So I'm not going with my gut instinct. Right
interesting
now.
Strategy.
All right, let's see what happens.
Against my gut instinct, I put A.
He puts A.
I put B.
God, I'm gonna put B.
Harrison got.
God, I should have went with my gut instinct.
Stick with your gut.
Stick with your gut.
My gut was saying John, and I was like,
"We got a bonus question."
Bonus round.
List. I'm scared. Each three of them that I just listed.
My ass kicked.
I don't want to list three.
List them by grandfather, father, son.
I don't even remember.
Don't worry, I'll say it again.
Who am I listing?
So Jason Ritter. John Ritter, Tex Ritter.
Jason, John, and Tex.
So again, top is grandfather, middle is father, and then grandson slash son for the bottom.
I'm not sure it's right. I'm not sure of anything.
I don't know anything.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm ready.
Harrison, what do you have?
I have Tex, John, and Jason.
I have the same thing. I have Tex, John, and Jason.
Nice. And they got it!
Wow! All right. Nice. Can we each have 2 points for that?
You guys...
I mean, it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't mean
anything. It doesn't really
mean anything. No, give me more points.
No.
Give me more points.
3 points, please.
G-pop.
I'll flip you $5.
Oh, I don't have $5.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Money talks.
Uh-huh.
Money talks.
Uh-huh. I got Venmo.
Hey, that works too. Venmo talks too. All right. Last question in the TV category. Damn, TV. I really can't speak.
Tava.
Can I?
The Tava.
Tava
category.
The Tava category. All right.
Huzzah.
Huzzah. Illusionist Ryan Dutcher made his television debut doing magic on this 90s and early 2000s MTV staple hosted by Carson Daly that was known for its top 10 video countdown.
Okay.
Was it A, Total Request Live, B, MTV Unplugged, or C, Ridiculousness?
God, I hope you put the different
shout
one.
Shout out Ryan Dutcher. I apologize to him personally if I don't get this.
Yep.
All right. Since I butchered that question, I'm going to say it again before you reveal. Okay. Illusionist Ryan Dutcher made his TV debut doing a magic segment on this 90s and early 2000s MTV staple hosted by Carson Daly that was known for its top 10 video countdown.
Where'd you get these boards? They're really nice.
They are really nice.
Thank you. Just off Amazon.
And these markers are pretty good. They're not like...
It was all in I got a dollar store board. It was all in not as nice.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Yeah.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, reveal your answers.
Jeff Fafa. I put B. I put B.
Yeah, all right, B.
Yeah,
you guys are incorrect.
It's A.
It is Total Request Live TRL.
Rip.
Yeah, so now you got to apologize to Ryan.
Ryan Dutcher,
Total Request Live?
Yeah. Sorry.
I don't like that name.
Yeah.
Total Request Live.
It was a big show in the 90s and 2000s, so the name.
Clearly it didn't work. It's not right now.
It's not around now.
It ain't The Simpsons.
MTV doesn't have music anymore.
That's
so.
True. Total Request. Wow, what did they do?
MTV.
But no, but he's an illusionist. He didn't do music.
Shout out MTV.
Yeah, but he still did a segment.
They did a music segment around his illusion?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what exactly they did, but they did like a magic segment and they brought him on. Yeah.
See, that's cool. See, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Like,
music stuff. Okay. Absolutely.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors. First up, we got our friend Andrew O'Grady from MHA of Dutchess County.
This winter and holiday season, let's remember something simple but powerful. Check in on your neighbors. A quick hello, a phone call, or even a smile can make a world of difference. This is Andrew O'Grady, CEO at Mental Health America of Dutchess County. When we reach out, we're not just helping others, we're helping ourselves. Staying connected is one of the best ways to boost our mental health and well-being. At Mental Health America of Dutchess County, we believe in building a community where no one feels alone. So take a moment today. Make sure you pass along a kind gesture, because kindness is contagious and connection matters. Who knows, maybe that person you made smile will do the same to somebody else. From all of us at MHA of Dutchess County, we wish you the happiest of holidays. And remember, we want you to be your best you possible.
Next, we have a message from our friend Jeff Feldman from Feldman, Kleiman, Collins, and Sape LLP, attorneys at law.
Hi, I'm Jeff Feldman. In 1986, when Paul Kleiman and I started our practice, our goal was to create a law firm where you could meet with an attorney and feel confident that that attorney would be with you every step of the way. Today, the firm has been successfully trying cases at all levels of state and federal courts throughout the Hudson Valley and Capital District. We have been selected as one of the best personal injury and medical malpractice defense law firms by U.S. News and World Report every year since 2009. For all of those years, we were the only firm chosen in any litigation specialty between Albany and White Plains. Your case is important to us. Giving you the time and personal attention you deserve has always been the hallmark of success. Initial consultations are free of charge and always with an attorney.
Walsh Wednesday wants to give a big thank you to Prime Storage. It's the end of the year, and you may need to free up space for guests for the holidays, store seasonal decorations, secure valuables, and maybe even hide the presents. A temporary storage unit can help declutter a home, protect fragile items during a busy period, and provide a convenient way to organize and transition belongings before, during, and after the festive season. Whatever the reason, Prime Storage makes storage simple through seamless service, flexible rental options, and facilities conveniently located throughout the United States and Canada. By using our link in the description of this episode, you will get one free month of storage, plus you'll save 15% on rental rates. Make the holiday season simpler and store with Prime Storage. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play. This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by MHA of Dutchess County, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Day Rock, Locks at Rock Hair Design, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, Dutchess Beer Distributors, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins, and Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, and Walsh Valuation. All right, so that all is right. The end of the TV segment.
God, I'm getting
we
my
have
ass kicked.
Trevor with 8, Harrison with 12.
Ooh,
anything can happen. We have our philanthropy category, if I can pronounce it.
Philanthropy.
Philanthropy. And then we have our surprise for the end.
I don't like that. So, I don't like surprises.
So we'll see what happens
winning.
After this point. All right, so in philanthropy, we are currently filming in the MHA studio. What does
Army?
That? Yes. What does MHA stand for?
Oh, I know that.
Is it My Health Advocate, Mental Health America, or Mindful and Humane Association?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh, I thought you were going to have like a joke one in there.
Yeah.
Like My Hurt Ass.
Yes.
Can that be D?
The My Hurt Ass.
Yeah,
studio.
Of course it's going to be D.
It has to be D.
All right. Reveal your answers.
That would be.
Yeah, it's B. Mental Health America.
Are we sure it's not D?
I feel like it's D.
Feel like it's My Hurt Ass.
Probably in some world. All right.
Whew. One of these rooms. I'll find it.
With over 100 different types of this disease, Alzheimer's being one of them, the Alzheimer's Association fights for the eradication of what condition defined by progressive or persistent loss of intellectual processing? Is it A, cancer, B, dementia, or C, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease?
Oh, that last one threw me off. I had the one in my mind, then you said it, and then you said the last one. I'm going to go with my gut because I didn't last time.
All right, you're going for your gut this time?
Yeah.
You're going B?
You're going
said,
B.
I said
B.
Dementia in my head.
That is correct.
Okay. I was like, that dementia makes sense.
It is dementia. Yep.
I don't really know what Lou Gehrig's is. I know Lou Gehrig's is like you lose your like nervous system.
Yeah, it's like yeah.
No, you got it. But and funny enough, you can actually get forms of dementia because of ALS or cancer.
Yeah.
So they can cause it.
They can cause both. Yeah.
All right. You guys are doing good so far.
Thanks, man.
Of course.
Not a big deal.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're just saying that because you're behind.
Maybe. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Starting in 1963, this health organization is known for developing and standardizing modern CPR. Was it A, the American American Heart Association, B, the American Red Cross, or C, the Salvation Army?
Okay. Can you say this
question I think it's Goodwill.
Yeah, absolutely. Starting in 1963, this health organization is known for developing and standardizing modern CPR. Is it the American Heart Association, the American Red Cross, or the Salvation Army?
All right.
No, there's been a lot of these. I'm ready.
All right, you guys are set?
I said A.
He says B. He says A. Harrison got it.
American Heart.
American Heart Association.
Roll the clip.
Sure. So CPR and AED Awareness Week is just designed, again, for us to provide some education, some opportunity. It could be a good catalyst for people to say, oh, yes, I really want to learn that.
Now you got to dig around for the clip.
I'm not digging for these clips.
Yeah, you are.
Dig for every single one of these clips.
Yeah, you have to.
All right.
And in the end, Connor would go on to dig for all of these clips.
Everyone send him the clips.
Yeah, everybody send pile him in the comments, send him the clips.
Yep, clip it yourself and send it to him.
Yeah,
there you go.
And then tell him to put this on.
Yeah, be very aggressive about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
B, aggressive. B, aggressive.
Apparently not. It wasn't B.
No, it
was A.
It's okay, Trevor. All right, let's see here.
Yep.
Next question.
Sure.
Many American Cancer Society Hope Club lodges were once free cancer support centers called Gildas Clubs, founded by actress and comedian Gilda Radner. Radner was an original cast member on what long-running sketch comedy show? Is that In Living Color, Saturday Night Live, or Mad TV? And again, these are all real sketch comedy shows.
They are.
They are.
TV I didn't think.
Asked.
So we're just not gonna use our brain, and we're just gonna write letters.
That's the spirit.
All right.
What you put? So, I'm ready.
Trevor's
right,
putting C.
I put C.
Putting C.
Stop putting the same answer as me. I need to catch up.
No. It is incorrect.
Okay, well, keep putting the same answer as me because I suck.
It is Saturday Night Live.
Is it?
I thought it was too obvious.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was too obvious.
No, she was actually one of the original cast members on Saturday Night Live.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
She was one of the very first Not Ready for Primetime players.
Roll the first episode of SNL.
Yeah. Whole episode. Nope, all 30 minutes. Yeah. We're going to be this in 2.5 hour episode.
Oh my God.
It might already be.
Last question in the philanthropy category. Greystone Program's annual Leap for Autism fundraiser centers around what adrenaline pumping extreme sport? Ooh. Is it A, cliff diving, B, bungee jumping, or C, skydiving?
That's a good one. Oh, I know this.
You make scissor pain in the ass. See, I'm between two.
All right, reveal your answers.
I was almost going to put B, but I put
skydiving.
C.
It is skydiving.
Yeah,
it is
C, okay. That is, you have to do like 15 dives, apparently.
So you have to do a lot.
Yeah.
Like, so you have to get, and then you have to do, like,
is it only 15?
Training. That no, it's
seems,
more than that.
I was going to say, that seems short.
I know one of the guys who's doing it for 2 years, he did, like, 15, 16, because it's, like, a lot of money to do it.
Yeah.
So it's not like you could just do it every weekend. Like, he said he did it, like, once a month, if that, and that's, like, his big thing he splurges on was to go skydiving.
Wow.
And he finally was able to do it, like, by himself.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, except I haven't seen him in a while, so, you know, I hope he hasn't.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
I just thought of that now. I was like, yeah, I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him at the gym in a minute.
Oh, shoot. All right. Let's move on. So that's the end of the philanthropy category. With that, we have Harrison with 16 points, Trevor with 11 points.
Damn,
let's see what the special question is.
So it's more than just a special question. It's a whole other category.
Wow.
You had to watch Walsh Wednesday for these.
I mean, yeah.
Wow. That really hurt.
It's fine.
We'll see.
We're good.
I get that most of my friends are not going to watch like every episode, but just your reaction was...
I will. I've watched some.
Not just that. Uh-huh. Each question is worth 2 points.
Oh, God. Right. Is it like, finish the quote?
No, it is not multiple choice.
Can we just do like mine and Harrison episode?
Yeah.
Let's see, because you do. You guys are in these questions.
Okay, right. That's good. That's good.
Let's hope I know
maybe he did like the ones I filmed for him, so I could have been there.
There we go.
Yeah.
So the first question, and again, no choices.
No choices.
Since the revival of Walsh Wednesday, which launched on January 6, 2025.
Don't ask how many there are. Ask how many there are. Because I don't know the number.
Not including other iterations of the show. Who has made the most Walsh Wednesday appearances?
Oh, so it's one of us two, because he said this earlier.
So, since the revival of Walsh Wednesday, which launched on January 6th, not including other iterations of the show,
sure.
Who has made the most Walsh Wednesday appearances?
Does this count the when we went on the escape room?
Yeah, I mean, that counts. That's Walsh Wednesday. That's a Walsh Wednesday. Yep, that counts.
I'm gonna.
If that's not allowed, I'm gonna put this person.
Yeah.
Pick one or the other.
Wow.
Really?
You sounded so authoritarian.
All right.
You gotta pick one or the other.
Okay, I picked.
I will promise you there are no ties.
Okay,
no
I picked. You ready? Okay.
Yeah. All right, reveal.
I picked me, because I'm on...
And you both are correct.
I was going to say, because I've been on the tour of the place of... what's it called?
Kevin McCurdy's Haunted Mansion.
And you did the escape room.
And I did the escape room, and I had two separate interviews with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if I'm in the one with the interview with them, but I know I was behind the camera.
No, but you did make an appearance.
So he beats me by one or two?
One episode.
Okay, cool. Well, there's only one way to figure it out.
Watch all the episodes. There you go. You should watch all the episodes.
I'm going to say it. You're not going to say it?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I've got nothing to say.
Roll the clip.
My buddy Trevor and I were invited to tour the Haunted Mansion while they were still building this year's attractions before the season opens on October 3rd.
There you go. All right. So, next question, including all iterations of Walsh Wednesday. Who has made the most appearances on the show? So this goes back to the original Walsh Wednesday in the high school cafeterias to the first iteration that started up 2016, 2017.
Can you read the question one more time?
Yep. Including all iterations of Walsh Wednesday, who has made the most appearances on the show?
Okay,
I'm ready. So again, this includes high school. This includes the earliest. This includes the concert series, spotlights, the reflective series.
This includes all of your college experience.
All of it.
Ooh, that actually throws it off for me.
Yeah. It includes all of it.
Huh.
So
I mean, you wouldn't ask this if it was someone that we don't know. Like
you? No, you guys both know this person.
I do know this person.
Yeah.
We both know this person?
Yeah.
All right. I'm just going to stick with my answer.
Yeah. No, you guys know this person. Yeah. So.
Oh, wait. Actually, I'm changing my answer right
I'm
now.
I'm keeping my answer.
Oh, by the way, I should make this clear as well. Answer. I'm not referring to myself.
Is that what I wrote? That's what I wrote. I wrote Connor Walsh because he said, that's why I had to repeat the question. Because he was like, who has made the most appearances on Walsh Wednesday, including both? He never specified without him.
Right,
so
right.
I wrote Connor Walsh.
You're right. I didn't say that. I meant guests.
Yeah. I did not say guests. That's why I wrote Connor Walsh.
I did mean guests. Oh my God.
Can I get 2 points for that? Why not? I'm correct.
Give him 3 points.
Do you want to give him three points?
Give me 1 point.
Give me one point.
Because
I am right.
You are correct.
You are right in that case. Yes. That's actually a very.
Okay, so I do know the person.
Okay, but yes. All right, I'm gonna put... including all iterations, what guest has made the most appearances on the show?
Well, no, what? No, I'm gonna stick with my gut.
You guys,
between two people.
I was gonna say Rachel. Shout out Rachel.
I don't know if she's ever been like an actual guest. She's appeared and she's helped you a lot.
I'm between her and you.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm between her and you.
I'm between her and me too. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say me. Final answer.
That's who I wrote.
Well, I think. If you didn't specify guest, I think I might have said Rachel.
Because I don't know if she's been a guest. Or if she has been, I think it's only been.
Has she had an interview?
She's not, actually.
Okay.
It is you, Harrison.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Anyway, shout out
actually,
Rachel.
My answer was correct. It is Connor Walsh.
It was the That First Step segment we did on the Reflective series that put you over the edge. What year of high school did I perform the first Walsh Wednesday in the FDR cafeteria? One of you were there for that. But do you actually remember what year that could have been?
What year? Do you mean, are you saying years year or like junior, senior? Is that
freshman,
you're
sophomore, junior, senior.
All right.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'll give an extra 2 points if you can give me the exact year, too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I think it was this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is right because Walsh Wednesday was around for like a large part of high school, but not the beginning part of high school. So I think I'm confident in this answer.
So again, just to clarify for those out there, I'm giving 2 points for the year in high school and 2 points for the actual year as well. So you could potentially be getting 4 points off of this question.
Wow.
So, Harrison, reveal yours first.
There's a big advantage here. One of us was here for it. One of them
was not here for that.
Let's see, Harrison, show yours first.
I said junior 2014, which would be the fall semester.
All right.
Okay, I said sophomore 2014.
You said sophomore 2014.
Because I thought it would have been, because I thought I was there when you... Because I thought it was during lacrosse season.
All right.
When I was there.
So you guys are both saying 2014?
Yeah, wait. No, whoa.
No, don't change.
I did the wrong math.
I mean, we were sophomores in 2014.
Yeah, we were. Yeah,
I know, but I did the wrong math because I would have been on varsity with him his junior year. Yeah. Not his sophomore year.
Yeah. So
it would have been his junior year then,
Based on these answers, What? Trevor got it.
I got it? Oh, really?
It was sophomore? It was December 2013, sophomore year.
Okay, so he gets two for...
No, I get one. You only get one because it was one. December.
Well, two points.
I get 2 points, yeah.
Four.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, it was during my seventh grade year. You were still doing it.
Yep.
That's what I thought, but I was like, no, it was during our.
It was 2013.
It was December 2013.
Wow. Huh.
Yep. It was because the rest of the year, 2014, that second semester, that was like when Walsh Wednesday
is,
became
is
Walsh
a question,
Wednesday.
Is there a question of who was the person who asked you to start playing guitar?
Oh, that's a number of people.
Yeah, I mean, I won't ask for any points for this because it wouldn't be fair.
Wow.
Peyton Sorcey?
Peyton really? Was like one of the primary people.
Shout out
to
Peyton.
Shout out to Peyton. Mm. Because you guys, everybody who was at our table were telling me
heard
to do
him.
It.
Yeah.
So you were telling me, Lauren was telling me.
Oh, yeah, but I think
Harvey
he was the first person
me.
To jump in who but wasn't
he,
at our table.
Yeah, he was the first person outside of the table.
Outside the group. And then, to be like, yeah, you should do
Peyton
it.
Peyton and Greta were the ones that started the Connor chant that peer pressured me into doing it.
That's
so
funny.
Yeah. So,
because I know you do that all the time.
Yeah, we have them to thank for that. Thank you, Peyton. Thank you, Greta.
Walsh Wednesday wouldn't be here without you.
It's true. All right. Two more questions in this category. What is the name of the song that plays at the beginning and end of each Walsh Wednesday episode since the revival in 2025?
Done.
God. He wrote that real quick.
And it plays in the end too, right?
Yeah, it's all beginning and end. Yep. I didn't realize how easy of a question that was going to be for you, actually.
Yeah, now that you think of it.
Yeah.
It's all right. I can accept 1 point for this just because I have an unfair advantage.
How do you have an unfair advantage?
We'll explain later.
Yeah.
Is it like one of his favorite songs? I feel like it's a year song, but I don't know which one it is.
Yes, I will say this. It is one of my songs.
Is it... What's the light one?
Yeah, now I'm actually kind of upset I made that a question.
Yeah, it's pretty... It's okay.
I forget the name of the song.
Yeah. Write in the comments what you think it is.
you're going to hear it before this episode. And you're going to hear it at the end of this episode.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, I don't know which one it is. It's Light, Bright, Light something.
I know which song that you...
Shine Light, Shine
Bright. All right,
Shine Bright. No, but he has some song like that, though. And that's like my favorite song of his.
I have a song called Shine,
Yeah, Shine. That's the one I was thinking of.
I do like that song, too.
That's my favorite song by him.
You're trying to go for Shine.
Shine, yeah, let me go Shine.
You're going with...
My First Step.
Oh, should I give it to you?
Is it not right?
Is it my first?
That first step.
Yeah.
I knew that. I don't know why I put mine.
I'm only going to give him one.
He doesn't need the point. He wrote it wrong. He got the name wrong.
I knew it, though.
Yeah, you're essentially
if the answer was Stranger Things and I put Weird Things, would you give it to me?
Okay, I was closer than that.
He was closer.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
How's that closer? Yeah, my first versus that.
I knew it, though. I knew it.
That doesn't mean you're first.
The reason why he knew this was because I asked him to help me on this music video.
Yeah. Oh, you did the music video.
Yeah.
So he helped me do the music video.
That's an unfair advantage. He has too many unfair advantages for this.
Yeah.
That college connection.
Yep. High school connection.
And even I know you both.
We didn't go to college together.
Oh no.
He went to Stroh's.
And he went to Oswego.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, here we go. What was the name of the piano ballad that played at the beginning and end of each episode during the Walsh Wednesday reflective series that took place during the pandemic?
Okay, this one I don't know. Did you write this?
Yes, I also wrote this.
This is your song?
Yes.
Okay, well I'm gonna guess the same song.
The piano ballad.
Yep.
If I write the one that I'm thinking of, but I can't remember the title. Can I get a point?
If you sing it, we'll allow it. You have to sing it and like give some beats to it, you know? if you know the lyrics, like you got to sing it.
All right, so I think it's the one that sounds like Phantom of the Opera, but I don't know what it's called.
That song is called Ask For.
Yeah, is it that?
All right, and what are you going with? You're going with Shine Again.
Yeah, I'm going with same answer. It's my favorite song.
Unfortunately, both of those are incorrect.
No, mine is correct.
It is also correct. The catchphrase of Walsh Wednesday.
Spend some time?
Spend some time.
Thank you for spending some time.
You should. Why is it not Shine?
I don't even have to spend a dime.
Yeah, no, I never used Shine in Walsh Wednesday, or at least not that I'm aware of.
It's my favorite one.
I know. It's a great song.
You play that all the time.
I used to play that a lot. Well, that was my first encore. That was my first encore.
Wow.
Yeah. No, that was cool because I was doing a festival up in Albany. And,
I remember you telling me about this.
Yeah, and it was an incredible time. The audience was
they were
killer.
Asking for Shine.
Yeah, and first of all, they're like, encore. And I didn't know if I could, and I got the thumbs up by the people who were running it. And then I'm like, I guess we're doing an encore. And then they were like, Shine. And I was like, I guess I'm doing Shine. Okay.
That's good.
Yeah. So that was pretty neat. So that was my first encore.
Wow.
So that was neat. I'm very grateful for that moment. And there is a follow-up bonus question to this.
A bonus round. Even though they're technically all bonus rounds because there hasn't been one multiple choice.
Yeah, kind of. So
it's just another question.
This one I'll give you 4 points for.
Whoa, I can catch up.
This could be a game changer.
This could help.
Yeah. Is this the last question?
Maybe.
That doesn't help.
Yeah, all right.
Keep what was secrets. The what was the name of the album that Spend Some Time was originally released on?
Oh. the simultaneous growth.
Oh, God. Now, do I want to put a funny answer or do I want to put a real guess?
Let's try to put a real guess. You're behind, dude.
wow.
Tissues, I don't have a guess. And this is 4 points?
4 points.
Oh, God. I feel like this is something you would.
Is this the one where you're sitting like and it's dark and you're looking at?
That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
The black.
Yeah.
That is the black, like the dark.
Yeah.
Where it's like you remember
night.
The album
yeah,
cover.
I remember the album cover.
But can you remember the name of it?
I think I do.
It's like something simple.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like My Life.
It's
or like
it's
Reflection.
It's a
like,
lot simpler than you guys will think.
I think I know what it is.
Like
again, what was the name of the album that Spend Some Time was originally released on?
You know what? I'm
what
gonna,
was the name of the album
this.
That Spend Some Time was originally released on?
All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I think it's
called
just
Spend
name.
Some Time.
Is it?
You think it's a self-titled.
I think
yeah.
it's self-titled.
I think the song is the album.
He thinks it's self-titled.
Yeah.
You
he
think
thinks
it's Spend Some
yeah.
Time?
Spend Some Time is the album? Harrison got it.
It is Spend Some Time? Oh, what a trick question.
It is such a trick
damn.
Question. Connor's playing dirty right now.
All right. So, this brings us to the very, very end.
Wow.
Right now, Trevor
is down by like
has 17 points. Harrison, do you have 25 points?
I know Walsh Wednesday.
He's a Walsh Wednesday.
But we are not done here.
Oh, he's
last
got
goal
some...
wins? Last goal wins?
Could be.
Oh, I like last goal wins. Is there a wheel? I like wheels. Can we spin a wheel?
Yeah, is there a wheel that you're going to
play? Wheel of Fortune?
No wheel.
Wheel of Fortune?
So,
you can go to wheel.io. That's a great, great wheel.
So,
that is a good wheel.
Yeah, I use that all the time. All
right, listen up. Okay. So with this, with the scores
are we
that you have.
Wager?
You're going
wager?
To give me a wager.
Oh.
And the wager must be divisible by 3.
Oh, he's making us do math.
I can't just go balls deep. Why 3?
You'll find out.
Why can't I just
like
go
this.
Balls deep?
I don't like this.
All right.
The people at bar trivia 25? Let me go balls yep. deep.
I'm going to do...
Divisible by 3, and I'm what,
gotta
5,
be divisible
10,
by
17?
All right, you know what? Screw it. Put if you want to go balls deep, go
I'm
ahead.
Going balls right. deep.
I'm going to keep it. I'm going to play it safe.
Go balls deep!
I'm just going to have to take a
balls deep!
All right, I'm going to go more balls deep. I'm not going to go all balls deep.
No?
You know what?
Balls deep means everything.
Game, in the spirit of the game, I'm going to
I'm
go
last goal wins kind of guy.
You know what? Fine.
I was going to say, because if I get it right,
yeah,
I'm going to win. If I get it wrong, I'm going to lose.
I'm betting everything.
All right. These guys are betting
yeah, why
everything.
Not? Why not?
Like it I said, last goal wins. I said in the beginning.
It being 0-0.
So, yeah. So the reason that I said it had to been divisible by 3 is that you can get, there are 3 different answers.
Yeah.
So there you go. So if you get all 3, they get the full points. Harrison would be getting 25 points.
Oh, I see.
And
I
Trevor
see.
Would be getting 17.
All right.
And being, if they get like 1 point, they get a third of the points. If they get 2 points, they get 2/3 of the points. So that's how we're doing this.
This is very complicated.
Yep.
It's all good. Just worry about the answer. All
right.
This is something that you guys would know.
Yeah.
You should, at least.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
In the Escape Time Adventures episode.
I feel like I know something about that episode.
We gave names to 3 of the
oh,
voodoo
no.
dolls.
Oh, no.
What were the 3 oh. names that we gave?
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, my God.
Because I gave I... it a name. I named the first
yeah.
one. I named the first one. You named the second one. And Rachel named the third. No,
yes.
There's 4. Because
no,
there was 4 of them, and you named one.
Rachel it, yeah. did not give a name to
She
it.
Did give a name.
No, yeah, she didn't.
I thought she
no,
did.
She did. She you, did. She 100%
did,
because I remember.
No, she called it whatever.
Yeah, and that's the name of it.
All right, no, we're not counting that.
Oh,
us 3
oh,
came
I
up
hate,
with names.
Oh,
my God. What did you name it? It was something... You named it something weird.
Yeah.
You named it something normal, and
yeah,
I named
it something
normal.
Yeah.
Like, we named
yeah,
it something
we were,
stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's like...
Oh, my God. Connor, I hate you.
I love that question.
All right.
And I don't think she named it in whatever. I think she named it like...
All right.
Like nobody or something stupid like that. Like, she named it something
no,
like... It wasn't like a name name.
It wasn't a name.
Like, yours is something like Perseus or something like that. Like, it's something crazy. It's not Perseus, but it's something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's something like,
it's...
I am just pulling this out of my butt.
All right.
Give me a second here.
Yeah, still giving you a sec.
I just... Yeah.
There was...
Why do I want to say Simba?
You're closer than you think.
I know
oh,
I am.
Right, that's making me change my answer.
I'll give you you know what? That's probably the toughest one. You got the first and last letter correct.
Oh, okay.
And my, I'll even give you a further hint.
Yours was a reference
came,
to something.
It was a reference to a video game franchise that combined 2 huge franchises in 2 different
geez.
Worlds.
Oh.
That
oh.
should never
oh,
have
okay.
come together.
All right, I know what this is now.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Are we able to say
is.
This on... Yeah, you can say it. Yeah, it's not a bad word, but like trademark.
Yeah, okay. You can say it.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm feeling good about two of these.
All right.
I'm feeling good about none of these. And I named one of them.
All right. Again.
Oh, my God. It's like,
I feel like I've given a lot of hints here.
You did.
I can't give anything else.
Yeah, I know.
The only one I'm having trouble with is his. And I know like it was something like Simba, but it was like something like... I want to say it has something to do with Zelda. And has something to do with something else. Oof. I heard that. That sounded great.
That was nice.
I bet that felt great.
It did.
I did that earlier.
Yeah. I'm glad it got picked up on this mic.
With that being said, Harrison, you're in the lead, so reveal yours first.
I have Bob, Bill, and Sora.
Sora! I knew it! See, we're close.
I
have Bob, Jeff, and Simba.
Oh, okay. So
I think it's Bob. I think it's Jeff. Bob, you named.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I had Jeff.
Right. Yeah.
Because I said my name's Jeff the whole time.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So
I love this commentary.
Yeah.
And yes,
we may have both got two.
Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
Sora!
Yep. It was because it was the heart voodoo doll.
Yeah.
And I said
yes. And she named it like whatever or something.
So you guys both got two. So with that being said, I'm not even going to do the math. Harrison is the winner of the first ever Walsh Whiteboards.
I am the king of Walsh Wednesday, even more so than you.
Even more so than me. Wow.
Yep. I would like to thank...
So where's his prize?
The Academy.
Where's my prize? Dinner tonight.
Oh. Wine and dine.
All right, we're not getting that far.
Speech.
Thank you for watching Walsh Wednesday. From me, Connor Walsh. I took over the title after I won this game. I'd like to thank my two guests for joining me, old Connor and Trevor. So,
old Connor.
Yeah, former Connor.
Grandpa Connor.
The artist formerly known as Connor Walsh. Full of Prince reference.
thanks for having
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I lost, but it was fun.
Here.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was still a fun game. Greatly appreciate this. If you enjoyed this Walsh Whiteboard segment, please let us know in the comments or message, and we would love to try to do something like this in the future.
Hell yeah.
Until next time, I'm Connor Walsh, or the artist formerly known as
Connor Walsh.
Yeah. I'm Connor Walsh.
And we're glad we get to spend some time. Thanks, guys.
And that's a wrap on this week's episode. Much love to our sponsors this week, MHA of Dutchess County, Locks That Rock Hair Design, Dutchess Beer Distributors, A Touch of Naples Pizza and Pasta, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Sape LLP, Attorneys at Law, Prime Storage, Walsh Valuation, and Day Rock. Thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, all of those who have generously contributed to the Walsh Wednesday 2025 Fund Drive. You can see the list of names on screen or in the description of this episode. And of course, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday Warriors, Jim Robinson, John Newhall, Meg Boyce, and Jenna Hess. These individuals have pledged $100 or more to Walsh Wednesday for 2025, either through the GoFundMe or our Patreon. You can support this channel by becoming a Patreon member with memberships as low as $5 a month. With that, you can get behind-the-scenes content, your name featured in the credits of each episode, and access to the Spend Some Time chat. You can find that and more by scanning the QR code on your screen or by going to the links in the description. As always, I'm Connor Walsh, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.